Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Mid-90s for everyone today. It is going to be very hot outside. I'll show you how hot it's going to feel coming up.
Family and friends of a missing Moore County woman have questions for police about the timeline of the search.
To get to the bottom of what's going on with Alicia, we need more answers than what we have right now.
In just a couple hours, they will be traveling to Charlotte to try to get those answers.
A fire at a Cary mobile home keeps crews working into the early morning hours. What we're learning about the fire that destroyed that home.
And the Federal Reserve is expected to announce another interest rate hike today. What that means for people in the market for a new home and when experts say may be the best time to buy. It is 6 o'clock. Welcome to your Wednesday. We appreciate always being the home for your local news and weather and to get your morning started. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, pleasure to have you along here as we get things started on our Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We've reached that point. We're turning the corner on the week and also temperatures on the rise and to dangerous levels as well. Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look ahead.
I think we'll probably have heat advisories as we approach Friday and Saturday with some dangerous heat settling in. This is a live look at several of our cameras. In Clinton, we have some cloud cover here. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh looking clear. Same thing in Chapel Hill. Durham, we have clear skies. But temperatures are already warm. We're in the 70s in most locations. Roxborough hanging on to the 60s, but it's 73 in Raleigh, 74 degrees right now in Fayetteville. Dew points in the 70s in many locations, so it does feel pretty sticky outside. High temperatures today. We've had 96 for the highest temperature so far this year. We'll likely hit that number today, 96 for the high temperature. But when you factor in the dew point and the amount of moisture in the air, this is what it's going to feel like. So in the peak heating hours this afternoon, triple digits for our heat index values. I'll show you how high these numbers could get over the weekend. Coming up, Brian.
601 right now, Amy, and I'm tracking one crash in the triangle right now. It is on 885 northbound in Durham, just before you get to the Cheek Road interchange there. You can see a little bit of red showing up on that northbound side. We're not talking about huge delays this morning as we take a look at the sensors. Just a 3-minute backup on northbound 885 overall from I-40 up to I-85. If you could pick up 885 from Cheek Road, you'll be on the other side of that crash. Another update in about 10 minutes.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL breaking news tracker in Cary. Recruits plan to come back out to the site of a fire to continue their investigation later this morning. The fire started just after 10 o'clock last night at a mobile home on Kyle Street. Officials say no one was injured, and it took around 35 minutes to get the fire under control. Again, the fire is still under investigation, but officials do plan to have more information at some point today. In Cary, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Family and friends of Alicia Watts are asking police very simply for more answers in her disappearance. Today, they're headed to Charlotte in hopes of learning more about the effort to find her. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is in Moore County for us this morning. And Kelsey, Alicia's friends and family will be getting on a bus in just about an hour in search of those answers.
Yes, they're going to meet at this meeting spot here in Moore County and head on a bus in about an hour or so to get some more answers from police. Hundreds of people went to a prayer vigil yesterday, praying that Watts will return home safe. Her family and friends say they haven't seen or heard from her since July 16th when she was seen with her boyfriend, James Dunmore, in Charlotte. WRAL learned yesterday that 2 days later, Dunmore was found unresponsive in Watts' SUV in Anson County. The next day, police received a missing persons report.
Wherever you are, Alicia, we're praying for you. Fight, baby. I want you to continue to fight.
The Racial Justice Network will host a news conference this morning at 11 a.m. at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Moore County.
Today, we can learn more about the dollar amount of the damage caused by the EF3 tornado that hit Nash and Edgecombe counties a week ago today. Officials have been assessing the damage since Monday as they work on their report. This report will give the framework for requests for state and federal aid for tornado recovery. Once the requests are filed, we will learn how long people will have to wait before getting the aid they need.
Nash County leaders will hold a special meeting to discuss the findings of a WRAL investigation into that county's social services department. WRAL found out that since 2020, two children have died while under the care of Nash DSS. In both cases, WRAL learned the children were left in homes that either law enforcement or social workers said were unsafe. Despite making recommendations to Nash DSS, upper management did not approve of the children's removal. Following our reporting, two Nash County commissioners have called for accountability among leadership.
It appears that our accountability process is not working very well.
I have skepticism and lack of confidence in the leadership and the process that we have.
We reached out to the three Nash DSS leaders for a response to calls for them to resign, and they have not gotten back to us.
Changes could be coming down today that would impact how you borrow money, pay your mortgage and your credit cards. In just a few hours, the Fed is expected to announce a new interest rate hike. Now, if the Fed approves the move, this would be the 11th rate increase since March 2022. The hike is expected to be a quarter percentage point. This would take the benchmark borrowing rate to its highest level for the first time in more than 20 years.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, I want to give you a look at stock futures this morning and where they stand. Dow Jones down about 77 points this morning. NASDAQ down 23 points. S&P 500 down 4 points. This all reacting to that news that will come out later today. Now, the market is pricing in around a 98% chance that the Fed will decide to raise the interest rates. You might remember last month in June, they did decide to hold off on the hike. A decision will be made on a future hike later today.
Thanks for that, Michelle. Also today, we will also learn what effect this string of interest rate hikes is having on the housing market. The U.S. Census Bureau will release its home sales report for June today. Last month's May report showed home sales went up by more than 12% from April. They were up 20% from May of 2022. NC State economist Mike Walden tells WRL people looking to buy a home should wait until interest rates start to drop, but they shouldn't wait too long.
What you want to do, especially in the market here in the Triangle, it's so hot, you want to get in on those lower interest rates early before everyone else does, and that moves prices up. There's two things there for buying a house. So I think the sweet spot will be early next year.
Walden says he expects the Fed will start lowering rates in the first 6 months of 2024.
Happening today, Durham Public Schools is looking to fill important positions before the traditional school year begins next month. The school system has about 200 jobs it's looking to fill. Some of the most pressing needs are for bus drivers and for teachers in the fields of science, math, and special education. DPS says if you have a bachelor's degree, there are jobs for you in the classroom, even if you've never been a teacher before.
If you did not go through the teacher track, that's okay. We have an alternative license that we can help you get started on the teacher journey.
DPS is also looking to hire new custodial and child nutrition workers. The job fair is happening from 5 to 7 tonight at Southern School of Energy and Sustainability on Clayton Road. The state's top education official will testify in Congress today about the pandemic's effect on learning. State Superintendent Catherine Truitt will speak today in front of the House Subcommittee on Early Childhood, Elementary, and Secondary Education. The topic of the hearing is generational learning loss, how pandemic school closures hurt students. State leaders previously said it could take up to 4 years for North Carolina students to recover from learning loss that happened during the pandemic.
The Mega Millions jackpot climbs even higher. The top prize for Friday night's drawing is closing in on $1 billion. Plus,
it's overwhelming gratitude. Really, all of us just can't believe it.
Great news for a band whose equipment was stolen after a gig in Raleigh. How they were reunited with all their gear, allowing them to get back on the road again.
If you like to exercise outside, now's the best time with temperatures in the 70s in most locations. It's going to be hot out there today. I'll show you when we could go under a heat advisory coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back Back, I'm meteorologist Amy Wilm with Info Elizabeth this morning. Look at temperatures town by town. Not too bad out there right now, but temperatures are going to warm into the mid-90s everywhere today. It's 74 in Fayetteville, clear skies, 64, one of the cool spots in Roxboro, 69 in Sanford, 73 right now in Clinton. Walking the dog today, you need to do it early or very late or keep it to the shaded spots. Temperatures will warm into the mid-90s this afternoon. At lunchtime, we're already up to 91. Current road temperatures, it's okay to get out there and take the dog for a walk right now with road temperatures mainly in the 80s. But check out where these numbers are headed this afternoon. Just dangerously hot for the paws this afternoon. So again, do outdoor things early. Try to stay inside this afternoon, Brian.
Amy, it's 6:12 right now, and in Durham, we are still following this crash on 885 northbound just before you get to Cheek Road. Still seeing some delays there between Highway 98 or Holloway Street up toward the Cheek Road interchange. If you could pick up 885 from Cheek Road, you'll be in good shape. Take a look at the latest sensor updates, and right now we're picking up a four-minute delay on that northbound trip from I-40 up to I-85, and no trouble showing up right now on the southbound side. I'll watch those sensor readings and let you know when all of that clears up. Right now, around the rest of the triangle, we're looking good. No crashes reported anywhere in Wake County. Jeff.
Brian, thanks for that. Here's a mystery. Investigators are working to figure out how three Camp Lejeune Marines ended up dead inside a car at a convenience store. The car was parked outside a store in Hampstead in Pender County, not too far from the Marine base. Pender County Sheriff's Office says foul play is not suspected. Investigators are waiting for autopsy results.
We're working to find out what led to a child being shot in Cumberland County. This morning, she's fighting for her life. Deputies say the girl was found unresponsive around 3:30 yesterday afternoon. This happened at a home on Mercedes Drive. WRAL was on scene at the same time as investigators and Department of Social Services representatives. We're told the child was taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center to get treatment.
New this morning, Hunter Biden's attorneys are trying to avoid being sanctioned in court as the president's son is due for a plea hearing today. Biden's attorneys made a court filing last night after the judge threatened to take action against them for lying to a court official. Attorneys say it was unintentional. Biden's expected to plead guilty today to two tax misdemeanors. If the judge approves the deal, Biden can also avoid prosecution on a felony gun charge.
And happening right now in the WRAL Life Center, one person is dead and several others are hurt after a fire broke out on a cargo ship in the Netherlands. This happened last night. These are pictures of that cargo ship. 23 crew members were on board. A lot of them had to actually jump off of that ship because of the fire. The ship was transporting 2,800 cars from Germany to Egypt. 25 of those cars were electric, and they say the electric cars were the suspected source of the blaze. That is what they are saying right now. They say the ship was also successfully towed out of shipping lanes. The crew tried to save the ship. They tried to extinguish the fire. When asked if the ship would sink, they said that they are preparing for anything right now.
Michelle, thanks. The threat of a strike that would disrupt package deliveries for millions may be over. UPS has reached a tentative deal with its 340,000 person union, averting a strike. The deal includes wage increases for both full and part-time workers and is reportedly worth $30 billion. The strike would have started as early as next week.
A band that had its equipment stolen is super thankful this morning after getting their gear back. The Kelly Baker Band was traveling from Long Island and playing in Raleigh over the weekend. At some point, their U-Haul with all their gear was stolen from a hotel parking lot on Wake Forest Road. The damage was about $20,000. Things turned around for them yesterday, though, when they were reunited with their items that were found at a nearby pawn shop.
I feel like we're just running on complete adrenaline, just overwhelming gratitude, really. All of us just can't believe it, especially that Rickenbacker bass that my bass player was able to recover. That's it's a 1971 Rickenbacker, which is worth a lot of money and big sentimental value.
And Baker also said the pawn shop owners did not charge the band anything to get their items back, and those instruments so valuable. She also said the owners are reviewing surveillance footage and turning that over to police.
Love that update. The U.S. women are aiming for a third straight World Cup championship, and they face a tough opponent tonight in their second game. WRAL's Luis Fernandez joins us with a preview.
4 years ago, the U.S. women's national team met the Netherlands in the World Cup final. The U.S. came on top 2-0. Tonight, the two meet again, this time in the group stage. It's the first time two finalists from the previous Women's World Cup have met in group stages. These two teams also met in the quarterfinals of the Olympics in 2021, and that went down to penalty kicks. U.S. Women's National Team co-tech captain Alex Morgan knows it'll be a challenge.
This is going to be an incredibly difficult matchup, very challenging. We watched the Netherlands the other night, and they have a lot of the same players as we played them in the World Cup 4 years ago.
Remember, you can watch that match, the U.S. versus the Netherlands, on Fox 50. It all gets started at 9 p.m.
Hot times for the U.S. women on the pitch. Can't wait for that. And the game's at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, or Friday night, so maybe it won't be 90 degrees. Who knows? Amy Wilmoth is in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're certainly going to eclipse that today.
We are going to be in the mid-90s this afternoon. This is for all of Central North Carolina, so it's hot for everybody today. So if you want to do some outdoor exercise, maybe take the dog for a walk, go to the park with the kids. You want to do that early in the day. It's 73 in Durham right now. What an exciting game yesterday. Another game tonight. Temperatures will be in the low 90s for the start of the game tonight. So it's going to be hot. Make sure to hydrate. 74 in Fayetteville right now. We have some clouds over downtown Fayetteville. And look how pretty the sky is in downtown Raleigh. 73 degrees right now. The dew point's at 70, so that puts us into the tropical category. It's going to stay pretty muggy around here for the next several days. Maybe you want to head to the pool today. We're not likely to be in a heat advisory for today. Our high temperature gets up to about 96 this afternoon, mostly sunny, just a 20% chance for a shower or thunderstorm. I think that's more likely closer to the coast with the sea breeze front. Most of you are probably going to stay dry, but temperatures are definitely going to be above normal. Our normal high this time of year is generally in the lower 90s, but we're going to see this big heat that we've had across the desert southwest build in across the east coast, and we could get close to 100 for our high temperature on Saturday. Saturday is looking like the hottest day in the next 7 days. And when you factor in the humidity, it's going to make it feel even hotter. So some dangerous heat this weekend. 96 today, the heat index up to 101. Heat advisory criteria is 105 or higher. So again, not likely to have a heat advisory today. Same thing for tomorrow, 97, a heat index of 103. Friday, we're up to 98 with a heat index of 107. And if we get into the upper 90s by Thursday and Friday, that's be the hottest that we've had so far this year. And then Saturday, we're getting close to 100, 99 with a heat index of 108. So some dangerous heat headed our way this weekend. This summer has not been as hot as last summer. By this time last year, we already had 3 days in the triple digits. So we have not hit that number yet. We don't have it in the forecast, but we're going to get awfully close on Saturday with that high temperature of 99. We're also going to have some warm nights. That's something else to note. Our normal low is 70. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s for the most part over the next several mornings. So it's going to stay warm in the overnight hours as well. So very hot. That's the main story here. A couple of storms will be possible Saturday, a slightly better chance for some of those storms on Sunday. I'm going to walk you through that with Futurecast coming up in just a little bit. But certainly the big story for the next several days is going to be the heat, Brian.
Every summer feels like the hottest summer, doesn't it? It's 619 as we take a look at traffic this morning. Still have this crash in Durham on 885 northbound just before you get to Cheek Road. Our partners at Waze, which is all driver-sourced information, apparently that is still an active scene. And certainly seeing the delay showing up on the sensors beginning around the Highway 98 or Holloway Street interchange out toward Cheek Road. Although it looks like maybe those delays are easing up a little bit. Right now we're measuring a 2-minute backup overall. If you can pick up 885 from Cheek Road, you'll be on the other side of all that. Quiet right now around the rest of the triangle. Do want to give you a heads up about a road closure in northeastern Cumberland County. Highway 82 right around Stewart Road closed for some road repairs this morning. Expect a detour in that area.
Brian, thanks. Durham police are working to find answers after a series of shootings in the city. Three people remain in the hospital fighting for their lives this morning after five shootings in the Bull City in just 12 hours.
Also on this very day next year, we'll be watching the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympics. In the next half hour, a live report from Paris, where preparations are already happening for the big games.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back with what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Pop superstar Doja Cat's social media outburst is costing her thousands of followers.
Brian Schrader here now with what's trending for our Wednesday, Brian.
Yeah, the singer lashed out at fans who called themselves kittens. In a now-deleted series of tweets, she called them creepy and said they should get a job, among other insults. And she lost about 250,000 followers on Instagram alone, but, you know, that's just a drop in the bucket because she's got 25 million.
I don't get this at all. She dressed up like a cat at the Met Gala this year, and now she's like, I don't know, she's rubbing her fans the wrong way, and a lot of them are dumping their accounts. I think that's what she was going for, putting her kittens up for adoption.
Yeah, these are your fans. Why would you... You know, go after them.
I don't know. Maybe she's just downsizing.
I mean, you're where you are because of your fans.
Easier. True. That's true. That is true. Mm. Cher is getting into a new business. Gelato. The singer has a new line of frozen desserts called Cherlato, and her fans are coming up with some ideas for flavors, including if I could turn back lime.
Yes.
And ginseng tramps and thieves.
Another fan says, share the scoop scoop song, you know, like the shoop shoop song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So no word on when this is actually going to launch. The Instagram post said very soon it's going to start in the streets of L.A. and hopefully beyond. But Cherlato, she's been wanting to do this for like 5 years now, and it's finally happening.
Those names are great.
Ice cream Cherlato.
People are going to have fun with that for sure. Brian, thank you. Training camp gets started today for the Carolina Panthers. First practice, WRL is there, and Chris Lee in Spartanburg, South Carolina with the team. We'll have live reports on the team's first day of camp. Practice starts this afternoon.
Join us tonight for another Tar Heel Traveler Special. Tonight, Scott Mason features classic mom and pop restaurants from east to west and places in between. Meats and Sweets airs tonight at 7:30 here on WRL.
We're just weeks away from the start of the traditional school year, and Durham Public Schools is looking to fill hundreds of positions. Just ahead, I'll explain how you can apply with a job fair today, and we'll give you an update of if staffing shortages have improved.
And it's another hot day today, 96 for the high temperature this afternoon. I'll show you how hot it will feel coming up.
And in about 90 minutes, a bus full of Alicia Watts' family and friends will leave for Charlotte as they seek answers about the way authorities are handling the search for the missing Moore County woman.